我们低头在神面前，好，现在我们都是需要你自己亲自教导我们。
Dear Lord, we need your own instruction.
我们承认我们现在在这里面需要你自己的调整。
We freely admit to you that we need an adjustment session for you.
主，你就亲自把你自己显现在我们当中。
Oh God, please reveal yourself to us.
显明在我们的心里面。
Reveal yourself in our hearts.
把以下的时间交在你的手里。
So we trust all the time that we have for today in your hands.
也让我躲在你的保险底下。
So that we hide under your wings.
只让这个时间跟空间。
So that we devote this time and this space.
单单在你的手里。
To you alone.
在永恒当中里面。
So that we trust it to eternity.
再次算得了数。
So that whatever you're saying will count for eternity.
再次向我们显明你的恩惠。
Reveal your grace to us.
我们等候你。
We are patiently waiting for you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
今天所讲的这些经文，我想没有一个人不知道吧。
You all should be quite familiar with the passages that I'm going to be using from the Bible.
有没有第一次读到这些经文？
Are there any of you who have only read it for the first time?
那可不可以请你举个手？
So you raise your hands.
没有啊，对不对？这些经文我们都可以背了。
So a lot of us probably could memorize these passages from the Bible.
我们一到一个人的家里面，常常看到耶稣基督是我一家之主。
And when you go to people's house, a lot of times they have the plaques put up that says God or Jesus Christ is the head of this house.
然后下面写着，至于我和我的一家，毕竟侍奉耶和华。
And underneath you'll see the line, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
你们家里有这个牌子的，请举个手吧。
没有。
然后这个另外一部经文是爱的诗篇。
The other passage that I used from Corinthians, chapter 13, about love.
这个已经变成歌了。
And this has been written into a song.
会唱的人举个手。
How many of you can sing?
不管英文中文。
Chinese, English, doesn't matter.
所以这个都是很熟悉的。
So we all are real familiar.
但是这个东西重要性，重不重要性，我想我们都已经知道。
We all know how important it is for us to remember these Bible verses.
问题是神的话对我们的意义是什么？
Well, what does it mean to you or to me personally?
所以我们面对神的话的时候，我们不是知道不知道的问题。
When we are reading these verses from the Bible, it's not a matter of knowing about them.
是态度的问题。
It's a matter of adjusting your attitude.
态度就产生一结果。
Because with the right attitude, you're going to produce results.
所以我刚才有祷告说神来调整我们。
So that is why when we were praying, I said, you know, let God make some adjustments in our life.
这个今天的题目是爱是一切。
What I want to talk about is love is everything.
然后呢，爱呢建造了家庭。
And love is what builds the house.
在有一个主日的早晨。
There's one Sunday morning.
那正道的经文是耶稣十二岁时被他的父母约瑟玛利亚留在教会。
Remember in Luke chapter 2, it talks about how his parents had left him behind in Jerusalem.
那这个正道的经文出来以后呢，有对夫妇讲说，这怎么可能？
When the pastor was talking about it, there was a couple.were saying to each other, how did that happen? That's not possible.
那结果当天呢，因为他们两夫妇是开两辆车。
But it happened to them on that very same day because they each drove their own car.
那么他们就把他小儿子留在教会。
And so when they left their son behind.
因为他们认为他们对方都已经把孩子接走了。
Because they each saw the other had the kid with him.
这有没有在你们世上发生过？
So this sort of thing does happen in the world.
发生过的举手。
And
他也发生在我身上过。
I did that too.
我跟丽丽都以为我的儿子被接走了。
me and Lily, we thought that the other one had picked up the son.
所以我就回去了，我看我的儿子。
So I went home and expecting to see my son home.
我儿子在陪逛。
My son was playing at the playground. Yeah, actually he was playing at the playground of the church.
他不像耶稣。
He wasn't like Jesus.
他也差不多12岁。
He was also about 12.
但是我很希望 他是在教会里面跟着 Sunday School 的 teacher 在 argue.
But I mean, you know, after all, it's not so bad that, you know, even though we left him behind, that he was spending time with the Sunday School teachers at the church. So a lot of times, you know, maybe we've allowed ourselves to become too busy. Not only did we mess up our priorities, and we also messed up our priorities with respect to what is more important.
在整本旧约圣经里面没有一个字跟这个希伯来文字类似家庭的。
In the book of Old Testament, there's not no word in Hebrew that corresponds to what we refer to as the family.
所以呢，犹太人呢，在耶稣基督的时候，他问他一件事，有关于什么休妻的事情。
That's why during the time of Jesus Christ, the Jews challenged Jesus Christ with a question about how it is possible to divorce your wife.
世界的观念在价值观里面也同样在今天一样，大家对这个家庭的观念也仍然是模糊的。
And even today, the people of the world are still kind of fuzzy about what it is that constitutes a family.
在圣经里面，其实如果你把新旧约合在一起，你就发现家庭事实上就是教会。
But you know, when you read the Bible, you know, by combining the Old and the New Testaments, you'll come to the realization that this family actually refers to the church.
在耶稣的时代跟更早的时候，
in the time of Jesus and even before that,
在中东，男子要结婚，决定要结婚，对象已经锁定之前。
Back in those days, when a man wanted to get married, before he even picked out a maid,
他必须先去盖好房子。
He must first build his house.
所以这里面英文讲房子。
So when you see in the English translation the word house,
对当时想结婚的男人来讲，
for a man back in those days who was getting ready to get married,
就是你没有房子就没有婚姻。
That actually means that is a prerequisite before you can get married.
没有婚姻就没有家庭。
No house, no marriage, and no marriage, no family.
所以这又再次证明，其实当我们讲房子的时候，
So when we're talking about a house,
我们是谈家庭。
We're actually talking about our family, our household.
在新约里面，
In the New Testament,
这个圣经也告诉我们，人若不能在家里照管家里，就不能在教会照管教会。
And it also says you can't even manage your own family. How are you going to take care of God's church?
所以家庭的重要性，事实上对一个愿意在教会侍奉的人是很重要的。
So the importance of your own family can never be overestimated when you're talking about people who want to go into service to the church.
我不知道你们知不知道有一个离婚率的数字。
Have you heard of the divorce rate in this country?
我想问问看，你认为教会内的离婚率高还是教会外的离婚率高？
If anybody compared the divorce rate for people in the church with the divorce rate for people outside of the church,
或者是一样高？
You think they're about the same?
感觉一样高的几个手吧。
Raise your hand if you think they're about the same.
感觉教会内的离婚率比较低的举手吧。
If you believe that the church-going people probably have a lower divorce rate, raise your hand.
所以三分之二人都答错了。
Well, two-thirds of you got the wrong answer.
教会内的离婚率高于教会外的离婚率。
Actually, the church-going people, their rate of divorce is higher than people as a whole.
这是美国的整个的各种宗派的教会的总和。
This is the accumulated statistics from all different denominations in this country.
在约书亚第二十三章十一节。
Turn to Joshua, chapter 23.Verse 11.
他说：“你们要分外谨慎，爱耶和华你们的神。”
Verse 11 is okay. It says you gotta be very careful to love the Lord your God.
这里面叫我们要分外谨慎，爱耶和华。
The Bible teaches us to be extra careful.
这是二十三章。
This is chapter 23.
我们这段经文引用是二十四章。
What we went over at our scripture reading time, we were reading a verse from chapter 24.
所以把这两章合起来的时候，你发现其实二十三章讲了分外谨慎爱耶和华，事实上应用在什么
？So when you combine the two verses, you realize that what it really means when God says you must be extra careful to love the Lord your God.
因为约书亚在二十四章所讲的事实上是一个立约的事情。
Actually, whatever Joshua was talking about in chapter 24, he was talking about how they're going to set a covenant with God.
在他的希伯来文的原文的结构呢，它是一个誓言。
In the Hebrew original, it was like swearing an oath.
这个誓言就是至于我和我的一家必定侍奉耶和华。
So it's like he swore an oath before God that as for me,And my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以在约书亚的眼光来看
，So from his perspective,
他把以色列人带用七年的时间带进迦南。
It took them 7 years for him to bring the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
他要在临死之前所跟以色列人立约的事情。
So on the eve of his impending death, he wanted to set a covenant with the Israelites.
最终的目的。
And the ultimate goal of this covenant.
至于我和我的一家必定侍奉耶和华。
And this speaks of his ultimate goal for the Israelites, and that is, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以今天我们的题目，所以今天的我们的题目呢，事实上是讲，让我们的家庭成为彼得前书讲的灵宫。
That is why the topic of today's sermon is related to how we're going to turn our house into a spiritual house, just like it says in 1 Peter.
我想说这个主题在这个时代里面到底它的意义有什么意义？
In this day and age, what is the significance of this particular topic?
有没有新的意义？
Has it acquired a new meaning?
是不是还是一样新酒装旧瓶旧囊
Are we still talking about the same old thing over again?
在神的眼光里面
from God's perspective
如果我们回到历史当事情当约书亚向以色列人讲这句话的时候历史的背景我们去了解
When we go back and investigate the historical background a little bit of when Joshua said these things to the Israelites
当时世界的文明正在兴起。
That was when we saw around the world the rise of the first ancient civilizations.
出了埃及大概四十五年到四十七年。
After the Exodus out of Egypt, 47 years after that, that was the time when the civilization of ancient Egypt really emerged as one of the great powers in the world.
埃及的这个历史来讲，他们要进入第二次的向外扩张的一个历史阶段。
And this was a historical period when the Egyptian civilization was undergoing its second expansion into the rest of the world.
埃及的那一段，在出埃及这段时间，三十年以后，它开始进入这一个时期。
So that started about thirty, forty some odd years after.
它要强盛。他要强盛四百多年。
And it was going to gain the kind of strength and power that would last for the next 400 years.
那个时候是中国的商朝。
And this corresponded to the Shang Dynasty for the Chinese history.
这个时候呢，中国开始发达。
And this was also when the Chinese civilization began to take shape.
神带着一个为奴的，在埃及为奴的以色列民族。
God brought out these Israelites from out of Egypt where they had been slaves.
他把他带到了这个旷野里面去。
And he took them out into the wilderness.
神知不知道以色列将要碰上的危机？
Or wasn't God aware of the crises and the dangers that they were going to encounter?
他知道。
Of course, he was fully aware of that.
但是他把他放在旷野里面，有没有马上见到他们？
But when God put him out into the wilderness, did he start to build them up right away?
没有。
Not really.
在外观上完全没有。
If you look at it externally, it didn't look like he did that at all.
我们只看到说被他带出那一代全部倒在旷野里面。
And all we knew was, you know, is that, yeah, all those people that he brought out into the wilderness, they all fell and they all died.
神有了智慧。
Because that was God's wisdom.
神的智慧就在这个旷野里面的过这段时间，要教他们一些东西。
And God's purpose was that.He was going to cause them to go out into the wilderness and spend those years there in order to teach them a lesson.
有人说，哦，这段时间只是要让人知道神是大能的神。
Maybe we'll say that. Oh, okay. Maybe God was just going to try to teach them the lesson that God is almighty.
你认为呢？
Do you think God's lesson is only limited to teaching them about His almightiness?
我认为神不是如此。
I don't think that's what it was limited to.
知道，已经知道了。
No, do they have the knowledge of God? Yes, they already did have the knowledge.
问题是在。
But there was a problem.
问题是在说他们能不能甘心乐意。
The problem was whether they will have the attitude where they will be willing and to serve the Lord.
我们从这个出来侍奉耶和华来侍奉来看这个角度来看，是神把以色列人带出埃及。他跟法老只说一句话：“容我的百姓去怎么样侍奉神，侍奉耶和华。”
So when God brought out the Israelites, you know, what did He say to the Pharaoh of Egypt? And basically, what He was saying was, let my people go so they can serve their God.
神在带领的时候呢，让支派分成一个支派一个支派，好像一个家一个家的围着会幕。
When God first brought them out, He allowed the tribes to pitch their tents around the tabernacle, according to what tribe you belong to. So it was broken down by the 12 different tribes.
所以耶稣要在那边讲说，至于我和我的一家，毕竟侍奉耶和华。
So when Joshua talked about me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Who was he talking about?
这就是真正的那一段时间，当各大国准备兴起的时候。
And this was the same time when the major powers of the world were beginning to emerge.
神要把他的选民真实建造的一个真正的目的。
And this was the time when God.Made the decision to build up his people.
你知道在这个世代有很多价值观、世界观跟着基督的信仰是冲突的。
And you know that in every age, at every time, you know, at every historical juncture, the world was full of values and value systems or worldviews that are inconsistent with the values of the Bible.
你我对这些世界观、价值观，我们有分辨的能力。
Are we able to tell these values apart away from the values of God?
但是我们今天看所有的教会跟基督徒的光景。
Then we take a look at the way we are, you know, the churches and the people that are going to those churches.
我们常常有一个问题。
So a lot of times we ask this question.
我们用什么方法可以使教会建造起来，强兴盛起来？
How do we build up this church so that it will prosper and it will become strong.
我们如何把这个神的国度在全地能够兴旺起来？
How do we make the kingdom of God prosper over the entire world?
其实不是方法的问题。
It's not a matter of methodology.
是我们心的问题。
It's a matter of our hearts.
这是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
神建造的东西是从心里面建造。
How, you know how God is going to build us up? He's going to build up us up from our hearts.
所以知道是一回事。
So it is one thing to have a knowledge.
让神活出来又是一回事。
To live out God, to allow God to live inside of you, that's quite another.
从这里到那里有什么距离，有什么差别呢？
And what is the distance between the two? What is the difference? And how far do you have to travel from one point to the other?
在旷野的这四五十年
you know, the 40 years that Israelites spent in the wilderness,
神借着约书亚向以色列人挑战。
So through Joshua, God gave the Israelites a challenge.
你的家如何？
What is your home life like?
所以约书亚不但是第一个约，
So it's not justThat Joshua was out there to, in the beginning stages of setting up a covenant.
神约书亚是寻求神的心意以后呢，他做一个决定。
And that is also when Joshua learned of the wishes of God, he made a decision and a determination for himself.
这就是我们刚刚举手有很多家庭都有耶稣基督是我的家。
And that is why also that we have also made the decision to put that flag in our own homes where it says the Lord Jesus is the head of this house.
所以我今天事实上就打算讲两个点。
So I'm just going to go over two points.
这第一个点呢，就是我们在家庭上怎么应用的原则。第一个。
Okay, the first I'm going to talk about is how we are going to put this principle into practice in our home lives.
就是我们怎么做家庭的决定。
How do we make decisions in our homes?
那第二个呢，我想谈的就是我们家人的关系。
Then the second thing that I want to talk about is the interrelationships between different members of the family.
我相信这两个题目大家都很熟了。
Actually, you all are quite familiar with these two aspects of God's home.
但是今天我在很短的时间，我不想我不能再阐述太多的东西。
But we don't really have enough time to go too deep into it.
但是我想我会用一些例子来告诉我们，我们不是知道了问题，我们是新的问题。
So, but I'm just going to touch upon a few aspects of this and use a few examples to illustrate to you that it's not a matter of knowledge but a matter of the willingness in your heart.
所以呢，我们还剩下二十分钟。
So we've got 20 minutes left.
所以我们大家就仔细听这二十分钟好吗？
Okay, so please pay attention in the next 20 minutes.
第一个。
First of all,
把我们的家成为神的家是一个决定。
It's really a choice, a decision that you have to make when you decide to turn your own home into God's own home.
在约书亚宣布这个决定跟立约的时候，他事实上是在世界宣布的。
He actually made this declaration at Shechem.When he said that as for me and my household will serve the Lord.
你知不知道谁在世界也做过跟约书亚类似的宣告？
You know who else had made the same declaration at this place, Shechem?
你们有印象？
Do you remember?
雅各。
And I'm talking about Jacob.
雅各在创世纪三十五章二到五节曾这样说。
If you turn toThe book of Genesis, chapter 35, verses 2 through 5.
雅各就对他家人家中的人，并一切与他同在人说：“你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁，更换衣裳。我们要起来上伯特利去，在那里我要筑一座坛给神， 就是在我遭难的日子应允我的祷告，在我行的路上保佑我的那一位。他们就把外邦的神像和他们耳朵上的耳上的环子交给雅各，雅各都藏在世界那里的橡树底下。他们便起行前往，神使那周围城邑的人都甚惊慌，就不追赶雅各的众子。
It says in these verses that Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, purify yourselves, change your clothes, and come let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress and has been with me wherever I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell upon the camp all around them, so that no one pursued them.
在这里面呢，他提到了雅各的众子被人追赶。
And here he talked about the sons of Jacob who were being pursued by the Gentiles.
这个图画你们看到是一个很危险的事情。
And this was a very, very dangerous moment.
你们发现人要追杀所有雅各的儿子，雅各的儿子有几个？
How many sons did Jacob have?
雅各的儿子是不是神所预定在他们身上有一些托付，有一些预表的？
Wasn't it true that God had preordained certain things for every single one of his sons?
你要知道这是一个非常重要的时刻。
This was actually a very important moment in the history of Israel.
所以雅各做了一个什么决定？
So what sort of decision did Jacob reach?
跟约书亚一样的决定。
He reached the same decision as Joshua.
是不是？你们有注意到，这是同样一个决定。
Didn't you notice? It was really the exact same decision that he made.
约书亚已经七年把迦南地征服了，他真正要做的下一步是什么事情？
And you know this is when Joshua had spent 7 years, you know, conquering all the lands in the land of Canaan. What was really the next thing that he wanted to do?
神要他做一个跟以色列弄，就是至于我和我的一家必定是同耶和华。
So he wanted him to set up this covenant with the whole house of Israel that they shall be willing to serve their Lord.
有一个更紧急的，比约书亚更紧急的，就是雅各。
And here, in the case of Jacob, you're talking about a matter of even greater distress.
为什么呢？
Why was that?
你知道雅各他是已经走渡过这个亚伯渡口了，他的哥哥已经接纳他了，他已经回到这个迦南地了。
This was the time when he had already gone back to the land of Canaan, and his brother had already forgiven him and accepted him.
雅各是不是已经进入那个约书亚是不是也进入到迦南了？
Wasn't it true that Joshua had also entered into the land of Canaan?
所以是同样的一个背景，都已经到迦南了。
So this is sort of like a parallel in their background.
但是呢，神叫雅各回迦南是要回到伯特利。
What God said to Jacob is, you got to go back home, go up to Bethel and settle there.
但是呢，雅各呢，跟他哥哥的危机一过以后，对不对？他就到了这个苏格这个地方。
Can't find it. Jacob went to the place named.Oh, okay, and then,
Okay.
Verse 17 says, Jacob went to Sukkot.
那么他到了苏格呢，他就怎么样，他就自己盖了房子，然后也给什么，给这他的牲畜呢盖了棚。
So where he built a place for himself, and then he also made shelters for his livestock.
你我现在可以说也可以算是在苏格。
So this is actually where we find ourselves, you and me.
所以呢，我们有了房子，我们有了家庭，我们好像什么事情都稳定下来了。
We have a family, we have a house. It's like we're all well established.
那么他后来又到了事件。
Then we find them in the place of Shechem.
到事件的城东, 就发生了,
the moment he got there to the east of Shechem, certain, you know, something happened.
雅各自己做决定,
and he made a decision on his own.
他在家里面呢, 反正他是头,
so he made whatever decision he wanted because he figured he was the head of the house.
他应该知道神家的回家人是要回到伯特利,
actually, he should have understood that God had wanted him to go back to Bethel, where he was put into a time of distress.
但是呢,他就自己做决定,他说这里,这地方很好啊,放牧也好,什么都很好,那就在这边安居吧。
And so, but he figured, you know, this is really good grazing ground for my livestock, so why don't I just settle in Sukkot?
一切都很,过得很愉快,然后呢,有一天...
And everything seemed real nice and stable and established, but one day...
他的女儿想出去看一看世界那边的女孩子。
Yeah, one of his daughters went out to meet the women of that place.
这圣经上没有讲说他为什么要去看这些世界的女子们。
It didn't say why this daughter Dina would like to go out and meet these other women of other tribes.
这好像像他所做的事情，事实上就好像雅各的女儿想到纽约去看一看什么叫 fashion show.
Right, it's like, you know, your daughter making her own decision to, you know, to decide to go to New York City to check out a fashion show.
一个女孩子当时出门没有跟父兄讲的是不对的。
Back then, one of the rules was when a single girl wanted to go out and she just went ahead and did it without telling her father and her brothers, that was just not done, that's not allowed.
所以雅各的女儿呢,她自己做决定,她可能是teenage。
And so this is probably one of his teenage daughters, Dina, and she probably just made her decision on her own to go out.
她就去了,她到了事件就被强暴了。
So, you know, she went out into Shechem, and then, you know, she was violated.
这个事情发生了以后呢,她的儿子很愤怒。
So then her brothers then got really angry.
那这个强暴他的这个家人呢，男方家人呢，很喜欢雅各的女儿，就来跟雅各说，我想给娶你这个女儿。
But the man who had defiled her, and he and his household, they were very much in love with the daughter of Jacob. They were quite infatuated with her, so they made an offer. They came to Jacob's house and made an offer of marriage.
那么这个雅各还没有做决定,
and Jacob was still kind of hesitating and not sure how he would decide.
雅各的儿子们呢,就已经做了决定。But
his sons made a decision on their own.
他说这个人绝对不容许他活着。This
man who has defiled our sister, he should not be allowed to live.
所以他就用狡猾的言语呢，把那一个人骗出来。
So, you know, utilizing all these kind of a sneaky scheming, they tricked him to come out.
就跟他有私下的谈话说，你们如果不受割礼呢，那么我们的妹妹嫁不能嫁给你的。
So, in private, they were talking with him and reached an agreement on their own for them to be circumcised because he was told by these sons of Jacob that, you know, if you want to really want to marry our sister, you got to be circumcised as us Jews.
所以呢,整个世界的,整个城的人,就因为这句话,他们想要结婚,以为是喜事呢,所以就通通所有的男丁全部受割礼。
So then all the males, you know, they bought it, you know, they bought this offer, and in order for Shechem to be able to marry to the daughter of Jacob, all the males came out and got themselves circumcised. And on the third day, when they still were in pain from the surgical, Jacob's sons came out with their men and then put all of the males in Shechem to the sword. And they plundered all of their things and their women.
这个掳掠在希伯来文里面不是单单的抢夺。
This plunder actually wasn't just robbing them of their things and their women.
You abuse them.
Actually talked about them actually abusing the women and the things from the city of Shechem.
这个家所有人做自己做决定。
So you here you're looking at a household where every member was just making his or her decisions on their own.
所以事件的悲剧就是这样产生的。
And that's how the tragedy of Shechem occurred.
雅各的儿子们是在神手里面是器皿啊。
And his sons should have realized that they were really vehicles to be used by God. They're vessels to be used by God.
但是这个整个的家呢却是怎么样各行其事。
But, you know, the entire household was, you know, really doing whatever it is that pleased their hearts.
在出埃及记35章第一节里面。
In chapter 35, the book of Exodus,
神耶和华就开始说话了。
The Lord Jehovah said,
因为世界的附近的所有的迦南族要起来，要来杀雅各整个家族。
第几章？
啊，所以这个神就向他们讲说：“你上伯特利。”
So that's why God said to Jacob, you have to go back up to Bethel.
为我建一个坛。
So that you can build an altar there for me.
事件。从事件到伯特利呢，在地形上，事件是881尺高度。
And so there is a difference of elevation between the city of Shechem and Bethel. It was 880 feet at Shechem.
伯特利呢是821尺高度。
If you go to Bethel, the elevation drops to 821 feet.
所以呢，事实上，神说你应该说你下到伯特利，从下事件下到伯特利来。
So, if God was referring to the topographical features of the place, He should have said, "You must go down to Bethel."
但是神却说你上到伯特利来。
But why is it that God actually said, "Don't go up to Bethel"?
神不只叫他上。
And actually, God didn't just tell him to go up to Bethel.
还叫他住在那里。
And also told him to settle there.
要他怎么样？在那里筑一座坛。
And told him also to build an altar there to God.
这是神的拯救。
This is the salvation from God.
因为他这样做的时候呢，整个家族往搬走，然后呢，好像圣经没写为什么这个事件成的人。其他迦南族没有来追杀他们，我想这是一个神的帮助。
And actually, God had planned a perfect plan of salvation for them to leave the place of Shechem and move away to Bethel, and that way they avoided the fate of being attacked by all these other people.
这个神在这个家里面的地位。因着雅各向他儿女做的宣告跟决定得以成全。
The position that God holds in their household was, you know, successfully elevated to its right place by what Jacob did.
耶稣基督是我一家之主。
So when we say Jesus is the head of our household,
不是像我们所讲的各行自己做决定，各行己意。
So what that means is we don't get to do whatever it is we want.
它包括自我的约束。
You're talking about a measure of self-control.
它也包括每一个人在神面前的自我的操练。
So you're talking about also it's a self discipline.
一个是寻求神的旨意，一个是遵循神的旨意。
First you seek the will of God, then you follow the will of God.
我常常看到我报告我自己在基督徒的家庭里面。
I've seen a lot of cases where even in the household of a Christian.
我们常常随着世界的价值观在做变化。
We oftentimes compromise with the world where we ended up adopting the values of the world.
我们真正在做很多家庭的决定的时候，并没有真正的来寻求神的心意。
When we make important household decisions, we did not go in front of God in search of His will first.
因为时间缘故，今天只能讲一节。
Because of time limitations, I'm just going to go over one paragraph.
但是我要在这边，我要想大家做一个总结。
I'd like to sum it up.
在路加福音，这个谈到耶稣基督渐渐长大，十二岁的时候的事情。
In the book of Luke,
路加福音第二章四十节
verse 40, it talks about when Jesus was grown up, and that was when he was about 12 years of age.
他说，孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，因为有神的恩在他身上。
And it talks about, and the child was growing and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
而路加福音二章五十二节，到了五十二节，他却说，耶稣的智慧跟身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Then we move to verse 52, and it also talks about Jesus growing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God.
这里的渐渐长大跟四十节的渐渐长大跟五十二节的一起增长是不一样的字。
And actually, the word grow in the original Hebrew is actually different. You know, what you have in verse 40 is different from what you have in verse 52.
这里面的那个渐渐长大是 progress.
When
是一个进程，一个成长的过程。
In verse 40, this growing actually talks about progressively, you know, you're progressing gradually.
这里的这个字呢是军队的用语。
It's actually a military term.
像 marching 一样。
It's like an army who's marching forward.
在行军一样。
It's like an army on the march.
后面那个字呢就是 grow, 成长。
In verse 52, the Hebrew word actually is grow.
这里面告诉我们，我们事实上孩子的成长也需要 marching。也需要好像一个成长过程一直在往前走，像军队一样的 marching 往前走。
And this points out to us the truth that when your children are growing up, it is not unlike when an army was on the march.
同样的，我们做父母的也在 marching, 也在行军。
And those of us who are already parents, we're marching as well.
约书亚在约书亚书第一章的时候，神向约书亚讲说，不要害怕，要刚强壮胆。
And in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, God told Joshua to not be afraid and to be mighty, to be strong.
是，他是 be mighty.
Be mighty, actually, and God told him to be mighty.
我们中文讲说要刚强，那英文里面是讲 mighty。
And actually, you know, the way we translate it into Chinese is almost as if God was telling him to be strong, but God was actually telling him to be mighty.
你可以想象神叫我们 mighty 吗？
Can you imagine God telling us to be mighty?
是的，神叫我们 be mighty.
Actually, this is what God told us to do, be mighty.
所以呢，这个行军的队伍在家庭里面，至于我和我一家，必定侍奉耶和华。约书亚是讲一个 marching 的 process, 一个 army 的 marching step.
So the importance of this growth process in the family, in the home, from the perspective of Joshua, you know, he likened it to an army who is on the march.
我们在这一个过程里面，我们会碰到很多的挑战。
And really, we're going to be up against a lot of challenges in this process of growing.
我是我家第一个信主的。
I am the first one in my family to accept Lord Jesus.
那我们家渐渐都信主了。
And gradually over time, members of my other members of my family also became Christians.
我是我家族第一个做来做传道的。
And I'm also the first one in my family to devote myself full time to spreading the gospel.
我们人生只过一次。
And we only live once.
当我们面见神的时候，只有两个选择，只有两个结果。
And when we eventually meet up with God face to face, there's only two outcomes that may be awaiting us.
我们要么就是得神的喜悦、赞美。
Either we praised, you know, God is pleased with us and praise us.
另外一个我们就是让神伤心。
Or else, the other outcome is God feels really, you know, sad and anguish.
神确实是用家庭来塑造我们的品格。
And God really wants to mold our character through our family, our home.
也塑造我们在他家里面侍奉的恩赐。
And how God is going to mold us and give us those gifts so we can serve in the church, He also does this through our home life.
神用着约瑟 的弟兄来塑造约瑟。
And remember how God has molded Joseph? He molded him through his, you know, his brothers being not so nice to him.
神用摩西的兄弟，还有他的哥哥，还有他的姐姐，还有他的岳父，塑造了摩西。
And the way God molded Moses into the kind of man that he wanted was through his father-in-law, through his brothers, through his.
刚刚讲的约雅各，神也用他的儿女们来塑造雅各。
And how did God mold person Jacob? Well, it was also through the process of raising his children.
我第一个信主，第二信主的是我的哥哥。
The second one in my household who accepted the Lord Jesus is my older brother.
神就用我哥哥在西岸读书，来到我邀请他到东岸来，在一次的相聚当中里面，大概有半个月的时间，他在那一次布道会举手。
He was going to school in the West Coast, but he came out east, and it was just about 2 weeks that he spent here, and one of the gospel meetings that he attended, he decided to raise his hand and to declare to the world that he is accepting the Lord Jesus as his Savior.
我跟我哥哥很不一样。
There's a lot of difference between me and my brother.
但神借着我跟我哥哥相处那个将近半个月的时间，也塑造了我们两个。
And God just, you know, took advantage of those about 2 weeks that me and my brother spent time together. That, you know, he through this process he molded both him and me.
我也相信我。虽然是第一个家族出来做传道的，但我相信神也必须在我这个家后面的继续会带出传道人来。
Even though I have been so far I'm the first one and the only one from my household who's decided to devote myself full time to spreading the gospel as my mission, I am sure that more members of my family will follow in my footsteps.
在当中里面有很多伯父伯母。
And in this congregation, I see a lot of people who are old enough to be my parents.
你们虽然年龄大了，但是现在是你们影响发挥最后影响力，使得你的后代子孙有一个好的一个决定。
Even though you're getting advanced in age, this is sort of like the one opportunity that you still have to exercise your influence to bring the members of your family into God's house.
神在我们借着约书亚已经告诉我们，神在这个世代仍然也告诉我们，就是我们必须在这个弯曲悖谬的时代里面，成为光，成为盐。在这个过程，家庭是塑造我们属灵品格跟心智的。
And you know, God has decided that your family and your household is the best place to train, to get yourself trained and disciplined in how to serve the Lord. And this is the best place. And God has done it this way, not only in the time of Joshua, but in this day and age, too, so that we can serve the Lord the way He wanted us to serve Him in this twisted and evil age.
我们听到约书亚这一段，至于我和我的一家必定侍奉耶和华，已经有多久了？
How many times have we heard this?
How long?
How long has it been since we've heard this verse the first time?
我们对这句话真正有概念吗？
How much is our understanding of this verse?
我们的家的建造现在在什么样的光景？
At what stage is your home building?
我们一起低头。
Let's all bow our heads in prayer.
Yes, 我们实在谢谢你，给我们在地上有一个家庭。我们实在愿意你借着在家庭里面，你让我们做弟兄的，能够真实的照着圣经的旨意成为弟兄，做父亲的也照着神的旨意做父亲。 做母亲，做儿女，做父母，主，我们也愿意借着今天你向我们在这个世代里面向我们所说的，让我们对自己个人，我和我的一家必定侍奉耶和华，在这个世代里面，我们愿意在这一个悖谬的时代，没有爱的时代，不信的时代。 坚持自己的好处，以自己为中心，在这世代里面，让我们学习在你所预备给我们的环境跟关系里面，让我们能够成熟成长，好让这个软弱的教会的见证能够有机会，能够有能力转变。 也让我们实在在你自己像约书亚讲的，be mighty这件事情上，我们一步一步在往前走的时候，margin的过程里面，你也成为我们的安慰、我们的智慧、我们的教导、我们的能力。听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。